This past Sunday, as my boyfriend and I were walking to go get smoothies, I mentioned to him that my process, this journey, this expedition in my life, it's tricky because it's completely based on faith and trusting. And allowing myself to be guided by source. And it's nerve-wracking. And there are times when I'm anxious, but at the same time, I also have already experienced miracles, which I guess maybe a little bit later I'll talk about what I believe is a miracle. Or actually, it might be explained without me explaining it through this episode. But I've seen the magic. I felt it. And because I'm aware of it and it has presented itself to me, I know there's always more. It's infinite. Right? And even knowing all of that does not change the feeling of, not necessarily the feeling of something, but I'm just not used to this path, right? He just officially stepped into the next book of his life. Well, actually, I would say chapter. I would say the book has already started. But I also think this new beginning could be I would consider it a book, but that's here nor there. But he steps into this new place, this new state, this new place in his life. I can't really speak on it, so I'm trying to find words. And I'm proud of him. I got to be there for the process, and understand real time and how much energy and effort and patience gets put into getting to the starting line. Because again, this is his beginning. And his process was linear. In the last episode, I spoke a little bit on how I wanted my healing to be linear and logical. And I also think when it comes to a career, or trying to build a career for myself, or already be in my career, I was a little envious that mine isn't linear. If anything, it's the complete opposite. But the best part about that is I stay very humble. My expectations, I lose them. Not because I'll get disappointed having such high expectations, but there are blessings that are coming my way, and I won't be able to embrace them without letting go of what it should be, or what it should look like or feel like. I have to completely let it go. And so, yeah, I do have standards. And yeah, there are things that I desire and I want, but getting it in the way that I want it is not trusting Source. It's not tuning in to those subtle occurrences and synchronicities that's supposed to be guiding me to what's really meant for me. It's hard being a creative. Art don't pay the bills. But it's what I enjoy. It's what allows me to go insane and then also find my sanity. I can explore every avenue of my mind, my body, my soul. Through movement, through hearing my voice, whether I'm talking or singing, through letting energy literally, neural circuits move my hands to create tangible art that I have no idea what I'm creating. It's a unconscious, competent motion feeling. But again, it's less scary because I've embraced this process, and at the same time I don't always embrace the process. I'm just, because I have my art like literally right in front of me, I'll kind of like just speak on it for a little bit for like a visual understanding. So I have an art event, my first art event, coming up this Thursday, July 17th. And do I have my three pieces completed? Absolutely not. One piece, art piece, is a acrylic painting that I actually did last year in 2024. And then I'm doing a pointillism fine art paper piece that I started, I want to say about 2 months ago. And once I decided to apply for this event, I was like, well, you know what? This is the one I'm going to use, not any of the other ones that I already finished. And then I had this great idea to start a completely new painting. So it is Tuesday, and it's not that I'm stalling or procrastinating. I'm waiting for that inspiration to come to me. Because my art creates itself when it wants to create itself. Kind of like this episode and the last episode. I started Allure's Letters last year, November, I think. Or October. I want to say last year, October. And it is October 2024, and it is July 15th, 2025. And because I was not able to get up and just paint or just draw, I told myself, well, I have to do something else. Overwhelmed with emotions and just a lot of feelings. I was like, you know what? I actually was going to make a little short, because I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll make a TikTok video and I'll start documenting, like really documenting my process. And then my gimbal wasn't working. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Fine. I was going to record myself talking this process. And I was like, you know what? I'm not about to sit here and figure this out right now. I'm meant to sit down and just talk. But what I actually did is, the last episode is from a book that I'm writing. And because I didn't have the words to express really how I felt, I decided to practice my acting voice, practice talking, and I just read those words, and sometimes I had to do it over a few times, but eventually it just started to flow through. It was like I needed a little warm up, and it got me here. Super unplanned, super just a feeling, an echo. I kind of like this word echo now. There are certain words that sometimes I like, I'll look at how the letters are put together and I'm like, oh, that S and that Y and that T and that R together. I don't know what word that has S, Y, T, R together, but there's just some letters that are next to each other and I'm like, wow. Beautiful. But yeah, I needed to kind of just surrender. This is what I mean by, like, my process isn't linear. There was a huge time gap, you know? I never gave up on Allure's Letters. I would journal about episodes of how I wanted to be planned, and I was being so strategic. Because it's not that I'm a perfectionist, but I like quality. And I also am insecure when I talk. And not always expressing all of my words and stumbling, and you know, that's okay, it's part of the process. And you know, I'm here. But anytime I was sitting and I record, I'm like, this is not, I'm forcing it. I'm trying to force my creativity. I'm not allowing myself to be a channel in the way that our vessels, our bodies are temporary, and we use it to experience and live life. There's this next level of allowing Source to speak through us, to create through us, so that we can reach other people and inspire other people. Sometimes hearing Source is hearing song lyrics or reading a book or watching a movie or walking by and overhearing a conversation, but that specific conversation of what somebody else said, a different voice, a different frequency, a different perception of life. You were meant to hear that. That little subtle occurrence. And it's such a hard, it's not a hard concept or phenomenon. It's actually quite simple. But what sucks is that leaning into that without thinking it's all it could be, evil or bad, restricts us, limits us from ever exploring what good could come out of it. So I am somebody who I will eat at the same place multiple times. If I like a restaurant, I will go back. If I like a cafe, I will go back. If I like the environment, if I like the people, the presence there, the owner, I will always go back. But what I will always do as well is try different things on an item, on the menu. Because yes, I may absolutely love strawberry shortcake. But if I never try an apple pie or a fruit tart or a donut, how will I know I ever liked it? And I can understand, well, I just wasted my money on trying something new. But what it allowed you to do is change, evolve, adapt, mold, reshape some part of you, some piece, so that you're willing to maybe adapt a little bit more. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe that apple pie wasn't for me. But there's blueberry pie and cherry pie and peach cobbler. Or maybe pies and cobblers aren't for you. Try that donut. And there's different flavors there too. And that's kind of how my life is. It's not about trial and error, but it's one, really discovering what I truly like. And then having my favorites and then having my norm. Like me and my boyfriend making it a routine of getting fruit smoothies. And I do actually try a different fruit smoothie or a different combination rather. Almost every single time we go. But then there are times where I go where I'm like, well, I know for a fact I like this one. And maybe I'll get it three weeks in a row. But it's like that with my art. Again, I literally, I was going to say I have a few days. I have hours, like I was about to say, like 72 hours to get this art piece done, these art pieces done. But I'm here talking because it's not in my control. And to be honest, letting go of control, you gain a different sense of control. a different sense of trust, of faith. My process is not linear. My process isn't filling an application and having an interview and going through training and then getting a job and then working my way up. It's not. My process is working on a painting and a book and creating a journal and making videos and learning mobility stretches or taking a dance class or maybe a Pilates class or maybe a bar class. And over time, yes, I feel like my skills are developing slowly because I'm not able to just sit and focus on one specific thing, but at the same time, I like that I am always present. And those feelings or knowings that, you know how like a light bulb turns on, that click, I'm gonna find a word or a phrase at the end of by the end of this episode that will explain what that moment feels like for me of connecting with my intelligence, fully aligning with wisdom that is being sent through me from my past and my future. Me being present right now is just being present, but what I'm saying is coming from what has not been said and what will be said. And I just so happen to be here channeling. I happen to finally embrace and accept when that moment comes to create, show up. Show up. So within applying for this art event, right, and deciding to work on a piece and create a new piece, the reason why I'm, even though it's nerve-wracking and it's something that, like, I keep on saying nerve-wracking, but I want you guys to understand that I am closer to the side of trusting and faith, and when I show up, source will be there. I can like do a crazy trust fall and source will show up to help me finish these pieces in the way that I will like to execute them. But I do say nerve-wracking because that's what I was used to. Being in a place of transforming and pivoting and adapting, it's hard. It's hard. And if I didn't have the year that I've had, and to just take, I literally took this leap. Up until this point, I haven't taken a leap to broadcast my art. Like, I'll post on social media And I will ask cafes like, oh, how do I get my artwork? But I just never took that leap, ever. And a part of what actually made me take this leap is I worked an entire school year. An entire school year. And I worked with 4-year-olds and I worked in pre-K. And while I know that I am helpful and that I show up and I am here for the kids or helping the teacher that I was working with organize her room or stay on track, I felt like I was betraying myself, betraying my process, betraying Source, because I'm not doing what I should be doing. I'm not doing what feels good. There are days that I hated going to work. I was overstimulated by 18 kids in a classroom and a teacher who has very overwhelming energy. And oh my gosh, when I say I love her, I do. But I'm hypersensitive. I feel everything. And then I have to travel and then be on the train with people. And it was a lot some days. I'm like, this is not what I'm supposed to be doing. I know that I can help. I know that I can educate. But it's not like this. And I think that I was doing it to prove to myself that I could stay in one job for a long period of time. Because a lot of jobs that I've worked, I never worked an entire year. And I mean, technically a school year isn't a full calendar year, but it's a long time for me. And to commit going every single day. And yes, I did call out. It was a point in time where like I was calling out once a week. And because I'm a sub para, it was like, I can do that. But if I would have taken that opportunity to go full time in the time that it presented itself to me, I would have been miserable. And at the end of the year, I was defeated, because I'm like, I did this to prove to myself that I could do this, but I was left with not finishing projects that I want to finish and not working on my podcast and still giving my energy and my time to everybody else. Before I turned 28, I was making the jokes to my family like, yo, once I turn 28, don't call me. Don't call me to babysit. Don't call me. I cannot be here for you guys anymore because I want to be here for me. And then even like, working, yes, teachers and people were like, oh, why don't you become a teacher? You're really well, you know your information, you know your shit. I'm like, this is, I don't want to just choose stability. Choose something that, yeah, I might get a paycheck and I might get bonuses and these benefits, but I will not be happy. I won't be happy. Not even a little bit. And it's like everybody trying to convince me that this is what I should do or that this is good for me.
Only I know what's good for me. I've gotten back to this point in my life of joy. I experience pure joy. This Sunday, in years, like I, you know, spend time with friends and family and go out and I've laughed and I've smiled and I felt better than what I did in years, right? And I was happy, but I don't think I felt joy because I was crying, just sitting across from my boyfriend as he's just talking to me. And when joy washed over me, at first I questioned why I was crying. And that second moment, I realized how happy I was. That this is what joy feels like. Just sitting across from somebody that you love, hearing them talk, learning, being fully present, feeling safe, feeling protected, feeling loved, being heard, being appreciated, doing absolutely nothing, not worrying about a single thing in life. Just being. And I cried. He's just talking to me. He's just still talking to me while I cry, because I do that. And most recently, up until that point, I was crying because I just never felt like I was gonna reach this point. This point of truly being like, yo, source, take over. I'll trust. At this point, I have but no choice to just trust. Just no, I don't have any choice. Because everything else, I don't want to be unhappy. I don't want that for me. I don't. I'm just kind of going all the way back to the beginning. You know, we was walking and, you know, I was expressing this to him. And I was like, it's hard, you know, this process for me. But it allows me to stay in a place of grace, you know. To be very humble. To be appreciative. And not take anything for granted. And do everything with love, without expecting anything from anybody. Just doing it because, well, that's just who I want to be. I get to rehearse every single day the person that I want to wake up and be proud of. And not have any regrets. And there are regrets that I do have. And it's more like not really speaking up in certain times. But I also feel like it's pointless because I talk to brick walls and they're not really listening to me and understanding what I'm saying, or they're not trying to because of a process that they need to go through and things that they need to heal, so they can't hear me properly. It doesn't matter if I'm speaking English and they can speak English. Their frequency, it's not tuned to mine. And I just can no longer tune my frequency to them. But yeah, I was just walking, and mind you, that was actually Sunday morning. And me feeling joy and crying later was Sunday night. I felt a lot of emotions that day. But I was just like, when is it going to happen for me? When is it going to be my moment? And I don't want it to be my moment only because he just had his moment. But, you know, I've been putting a lot of work in. And sometimes it's just exhausting witnessing time happen for other people. And it's like, time, hey, where's my moment? And let me say this before even moving on. When I was sitting at my boyfriend's graduation, not only was I so proud of him and inspired by him, and I was feeling a lot of emotions as well, that I don't even think I have words to yet. I was happy to be there for him. It's like, sometimes, even though I say, like, when is it going to happen for me? I know it's going to happen. You know, I'm a human being. And I'm impatient. So I'm like, it needs to happen now. But it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when for me. But what's really good, or what I'm happy, or what I'm proud about my process, is I get to witness everybody's before mine. That allows me to stay humble too, because I'm like, well, it's just not my time, and my journey isn't theirs. Our life is happening simultaneously. I don't want it to happen because it's happening for them. I want it because, fuck, I deserve it. But at the same time, it's like, I can't rush that. And this kind of goes back into, like, having those expectations or when it should happen. Because then, say it happens, but it happens and it's just like, for a moment. Sometimes we fight so hard, or we sacrifice a lot to accomplish certain goals, and we do all these things, and we burn ourselves out, and then that moment is only like, or that feeling, that grand feeling that we're chasing, is only like 2.5 seconds. But what I'm chasing, what I want, what I desire, is longevity. And I want that moment for me to be so surreal that it echoes through time. That what I'm feeling now, of why I know my time is going to be amazing, and from the moment into my next lifetime, it's like, wow. Wow. That's how vast I want my energy to spread across, through time, cross time, through time, whatever. I'm not gonna lie, I really needed this. I have been talking to myself and journaling and just kind of going nonstop, honestly, since work till now. I have talked out loud. I've been sitting on my balcony, lighting my candles, my incense, my sage. Oh, well, not my sage. My incense, my Palo Santo. Just, I have a little ritual that I like to do. I sit on the balcony, and I always have tea. I always have a mug when I'm talking, which is funny because I do have a mug right here. It's not tea, it's just water with honey. And it's not lime. I mean, it's not lemon because we didn't have any lemon juice, so I put lime juice. I was like, I just need something. But it was never like recorded. It was just for me, you know, just to kind of check in. But those talks, it's so different from this right now. It's weird because as much as I record, and I have literally archives and hours of me talking, this is where your intelligence kicks in. It's like, that's when you know. You just know. And there's no explanation. But you know. So yeah, I guess this is like me finally leaning deeper. And I think I needed to say it out loud and have to get it out so other people could witness this, not just me. And I feel like the more people that witness this, not necessarily that I'm going to be supported by everybody, but maybe just a little bit of understanding, like, you know, I'm trying something different. I'm trying something new. I'm doing something that nobody else in my family has done. I want to say this because I think that it's important to say this, and I haven't said it yet, but, like, you know, me working in a school and talking about being, like, you know, the being told to be a teacher and everything, I have family members who are or were in education, or, you know, they just want what's best for me, right? And they always send me jobs for, like, being in a teacher's program, like, you know, going back to school. And I appreciate them, every single one of them, because they don't know any other way to help me, but they want me to have stability. And it frustrates the hell out of me. Because it's like, that's not the only way. Not anymore. People are literally living our dream lives. My dream life, somebody is most definitely living. There are times that I'm witnessing it on social media. Before me and my boyfriend got together, and I would, like, look at other people's relationships, not necessarily wanting what they have or wanting their person, but seeing a glimpse of their joy and happiness and seeing the love through camera, I'm like, that's what I deserve, and that is definitely what I want, right? Something everlasting. And then I there was a moment, right, where I was just like, so I want this, not one person, but I have this idea in my mind of what this person's going to be like or what they would do. And I was stuck on that. And randomly one day I was like, why the fuck am I so stuck on this? Whoever's meant to be is meant to be. And then my boyfriend came into my life. And I've known my boyfriend for 11 years. He is somebody who I've already dated. And he would say that we didn't date. I would consider us dating. But to be honest, I understand why he would say that, because we were really friends more than anything. I built a friendship with him. And when I surrendered this idea, this whatever, of who somebody should be or what my partner should look like or be like or whatever, I was able to completely see him 100%, that in a way that I've never in the past times of being around him or dating him ever saw him before. And then he invited me out, and as I sat across from him, I was like, this feels different. And then the more we talked, there was so much that I didn't even know about him, because for a lot of different reasons, but the minute I decided to surrender, Source was like, here you go. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for not being stubborn anymore. Thank you for letting energy literally flow to you. I love my family. I used to be like, every single time, just like, yo, please, guys, stop. This is a new era. This is a new age. Life is so different. My awareness is scary. I need to find a different word other than scary, but like, That's the word of the episode. This episode is scary, nerve-wracking, and echoes. Because what I understand, what I feel, and what I know that I have to do next, or have to do now, rather, goes against everything that society and this life, I wouldn't say life, but this society wants us to believe. And the best part about it is, up until now, I was proud in secret. I was always proud and happy that I'm not going to listen to anybody other than myself and just do what feels good to me and what makes sense. And I don't care how many times people say that I need to do this or do that or whatever it may be. Doing it my way and having people or building a community that supports my decisions and be like, well, you know what? She's her own individual. She has her own life. She has experience that can now help her shape her decisions. And if she fails, well, that's life. That's life. And if she succeeds, that's faith. That's trust. That's her compass of integrity. Her compass of integrity. And the way that she moves through life isn't because she's a free spirit or just flowing with the wind. It's because she took a leap. And instead of just thinking that she'll fail and everything's negative and everything has to be a lesson, she thought about the best possible outcome every single time. And after that leap was another leap of success, and another one, and another one, and another one. And all those leaps were miracles. All those leaps were like, you know what? Fuck it, I'ma do it. I'ma do it, I'ma risk it, I'ma live it. I'ma do it, I'ma risk it, I'ma live it. That's what I'm gonna do. And that risk is gonna allow me to live it. And that moment when I do it, and when that miracle happens, that's me staying grounded. Me staying in a place of, yo, I'm just thankful. I'm just grateful. And that place of grace is a lifelong thing that you have to be in. And no matter where I go in life or where this life takes me or whatever, I'm gonna know that I'm never gonna forget where I started from. And all those emotions. In my last episode, I say that, let me think about it. I say that I talk about not being able to erase the past, but understand how it lives through me. I'm allowing every past version, every past life, every ancestor, every echo to live through me. And so always remind myself and staying grounded, being the seed. Being the seed. Not moving. Just growing down. Growing my roots. Growing my trunk, my branches. Having my seasons of going through sprouting and blooming. To have a beautiful season
just for it to fall and restart that process again. There's a loop, you know, and everything returns. And when it returns, I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to let it pass through me. And I'm going to continue moving, and I'm going to continue growing and continue evolving. I don't want to just evolve as a person, as a human being. I don't want my endeavors, my businesses to just grow. I want my soul to hit new levels in life that has never hit for anybody before. I know that sounds crazy because it's like, what? Well, what does that even mean? I don't even know what that means, but I said it. So it's gonna happen. But wow. I'm gonna go light a candle. This is like, sometimes I'll, like, I was talking about, like, when I journal, I'll journal and I'll light a candle. And after, there are times where I journal, and in the mix of me journaling, I'll also write on a separate page of just things that I want to release, or even things that I want. And then I'll burn the paper. This time, I'm saying all of this stuff as a podcast episode. I'm so happy. And I'm lighting a candle. This is equivalent to me burning a canvas. I mean, a canvas. Oh my gosh. Burning paper. It's so funny that I just said canvas, because the painting that I am working on, just a little, like, if you guys want to go see on my website what this painting looks like, it is a 24x36 canvas, and I drew my version, or I painted rather, my version of a piece of paper. And I kind of don't want to, like, get into the details of the painting at all. At least not right now. I feel like I have to wait until some time before I talk about pieces, because sometimes I create stuff. I actually know why I'm creating this one, but there are times where I do create stuff and I don't have the full expression or explanation or symbolism of it all yet. But what I did start on it already is, there's a piece, or like two pieces, that it looks like the paper is burnt. So wow, I feel like I just had a loop. Like, when I say things return, it's not just emotion and feelings that echoes. Like, for me, that's also like my art and things that I do. It just kind of like comes full circle of wow. Sometimes I talk and I feel this, it's like like pure clarity and relaxation in my body, which is crazy because my back and my neck has been hurting, bending over, doing these paintings and these drawings, and I haven't stretched. I know, don't come for me. And I just felt completely like all my pains just go away. Wow. It just dissipated.
I'm going to just take a little moment of silence before I end. I'm going to take a moment of silence before I end this, okay? I'm going to set a timer. Take a moment of silence with me. Let's meditate together. We're not going to meditate. Well, I guess it is a form of meditation, but you know how, like, sometimes you just need to take a moment of silence. Let's just take a moment of silence. I'm going to set a timer for 3 minutes, that is 3 hours. Let's do 3 minutes, okay? I'm gonna start it. I'll make sure my phone is on loud. And let's put a night different. Oh, no. Daybreak? No. Absolutely not. Okay, what about you? Why is this so terrible? There's actually a... There's a specific one that I use. It's so crazy that I can't find it. Okay, we're gonna use Illuminate. What's wrong with you? You okay? Picked it, set. I'm gonna turn it down just a little bit because that was crazy. But just 3 minutes of silence. I actually haven't meditated since I got up, so I'm gonna just use this 3 minutes to reset for my day. Sorry. So, thank you for that moment of silence, even though it was kind of interrupted by Zen. Which kind of goes to, like, even when you want to take a moment of silence, sometimes you can't control what goes on around you. But you can control just staying in that space and not allowing your external world to impact your internal world. Allow your internal world to exude so that it can reflect in our external world. I hope that makes sense to you guys. But, you know, basically when you have good energy, yeah, you might attract bad energy or whatever, but you can also create the life and the environment that you wish to be in, because you are staying in tune with you. But that is all I would like to say, and thank you for listening. Thank you for being here with me.